Good morning and welcome. I want to open with Colossians 1, verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So if you're having trouble holding things together, just saying. In him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. If you feel like your head's swirling and you've lost your mind, he's supposed to be the head. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Have you given him first place? I've been pondering the book of Jonah, and it's such a familiar passage, but you know, when Jonah said, throw me over, he was doing a big turnaround. He did not know the outcome. He didn't know how things were going to turn out. But in chapter 3 of Jonah, he says, but before I left my country, God is gracious and compassionate. Amen. Maybe you don't know the outcome, but he is faithful and compassionate, and he is the head. And can we put him first as we worship today? In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Those are powerful words from King David. My soul and flesh cry out for the living God. He had a heart for God, but for leading his people, leading God's people. And in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 9, it says, then the people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly, for they made their offering to the Lord with a whole heart. And King David also rejoiced greatly. There's such rejoicing when you get to do things willingly and you're not forced to. You're not demanded to do. But when you do willingly with your whole heart unto the Lord, there's an offering basket here. To receive willingly. I don't know if I said that right, but you can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back. You can make a check. The Bridge of Hope. Just let the Lord in Jesus' name.